Department of Primary Industries Forest Science Unit is currently undertaking this 12-month research project to track the movements of koalas in the ranges to the west of Port Macquarie. Up to 10 koalas are being fitted with special GPS tracking devices, which can be accessed remotely to download data. Super cool stuff. The research will basically help scientists understand the impact of current logging practices in the state forests, and it'll also help them to learn more about their movements during different seasons. Already the first koala tract is showing behaviours that are unique and a little different to what's expected, particularly given the very dry conditions in the region. Leading the project is a scientist. His name's Dr. Brad Law, and he spoke with Cameron Marshall.
It's a new research project that we've started up, and we want to learn more about koala movements in the forests on the north coast. So particularly in the hinterland area of Port Macquarie is where we're focusing at the moment. And we released one animal last year with a collar, and on that collar is a GPS device, so that will record wherever the koala goes. And we've been able to download the data that it's been collecting over the last few weeks, and we've been able to look at her movements. That's a female koala, and we had another koala captured and released yesterday. So that's a male.
What are the collars telling you?
Well, so far, it's very early days. We've really only got data on one animal so far. And she's got a little home range in between two gullies in the forest. She's not moving too far, but we're also able to get information on what sort of trees she uses. And we have been finding out new information. So she's using a whole range of trees, some of them that we don't expect. They're not a typical koala tree for her to use. So particularly at the moment with the warm weather we've been having, she's sitting in quite dense foliage of trees, sitting in the shade, trying to keep cool during the day. So, and in places you might expect a koala to be down in a moist gully at this time of year where it's a bit cooler, but not so. This koala has been up on higher slopes where you would expect it to be quite a bit warmer.
And just describe the gully. Is it part of a state forest or is it a national park?
Yeah, so this is in a state forest. This project is particularly looking at how koalas use the forest after it's been harvested for timber. So this particular study area was harvested about 8 years ago, and so there are some areas that the gullies are not harvested. They're retained as they are. And in between the gullies have been harvested for timber, sort of a moderate level of selective harvesting. And so the koala is actually using both parts of the landscape, and that's one of the key things that we want to look at. How much do they really need those areas that are retained and protected from logging, and how much do they use the young trees that come after an area has been harvested? What we're finding at the moment is she seems to be using both.
So does that help you manage the resource in terms of ensuring that there is koala habitat there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that it's important to have these retained areas that are protected when an area gets harvested, but it's very hard to know how much of an area should be protected. So that's one of the things we're trying to look at. Is there currently enough protection in place there for koalas? And also, in those areas that do get harvested, certain trees are left behind. Sometimes it's for koalas, sometimes it's for other animals and particular sizes of trees. So we can look to see where the koalas, what sort of trees the koalas are using, and that can help us guide future management so that the best trees possible can be kept behind for koalas in other places where this happens.
So you've just put the tracker on a male koala, and how long will you be observing him?
Well, we hope that the collars will last for a year on each of the animals, so that way we can see what they do in each season. So you can imagine it's probably a bit different what they do in summer compared to in winter, and during their breeding season they're likely to use different areas.